Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we're going to continue in our series, How We Got Here. And tonight we have with us Richie Keith. Welcome, Richie.
Welcome, Richie. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you.
And Anna May's going to start with the first question.
So when did you get saved?
Well, I first said the sinner's prayer when I was 8, my sister Ashley, but I really didn't mean it. I was just a kid. When I truly got saved, I would say, but I was 11 or 12. Coffee Anderson was in town. I think he was by the hotel by the Chandler Mall.
Remember, yeah.
I went down to the altar call, and my cousin Huey Jr. walked over, and he manged, "Have you ever said the sinner's prayer?" And I did, but I did it again, and that's when I truly got saved, I would say. So I was 11 or 12. I don't know the exact age, but...
Like the age of accountability for you, yeah. And did that make a difference in your... You felt something different than when you had previously done it.
That's, I would say, you know, so, yeah.
Amen.
I was only a wee boy before, so I would definitely say
yes,
so, yeah.
Amen.
Well, you're an usher in the church and a worker with our youth and stuff. How did that come about?
Well, that come about... In the wintertime, I was always faithful to the church here. Mm-hmm. But the one year I was really faithful because I had to stay, 2021, because my sisters was having the babies. Mm-hmm. And I kept coming and I kept coming. And it happened about, I think, August that year. Bob Day walked over to me and offered me the job. And here we are now.
Here you are now, faithful in the church all the time.
Thank God. Thank God.
We're very thankful for you too, Richie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your testimony is a good testimony. Yep. You live the life, and that's the main thing. You can do things, but if you ain't living the life, and your testimony is more than what you're doing, it's your everyday life.
I've been through a lot, yeah, yes. So thank God.
So is it hard in this day and age for a young man to serve God, you know, in the world the way it is today?
Yes and no. It can be, but me personally, I don't think so, but it can be a challenge, so absolutely, you know, but you just have to keep
moving forward
and reading your word and going to church and trying your best.
That's what I was going to say. Does it help having a home church, Richie?
100%.
100%. That's good.
And you went to say something. We're going to sin, but...
That's it. No, we're going to mess up in this life and sin, but you know we can't be discouraged by that. We just have to keep moving forward. Short-term memory with it, basically.
That's a very good way to put it.
That is. That was a good way to put it. On a personal note, what do you have in your heart you'd like to share with us as a testimony?
At this particular moment, I'm really into the Word, probably the most I've ever been in my life. I've read my Bible my whole life, don't get me wrong, but right now I'm spending a good chunk in it, and I'm going to issue a challenge.
Okay.
If you have an iPhone, there's a thing called screen time. It checks how long you've looked at each app.
Yep, mine comes up all the time.
Try and make sure the Bible is the number one app on your phone. Try it for a day or try it for a week. And I've been doing that for a little bit, and it's been a blessing. So I highly encourage it.
Amen. If you were talking to some of the young teens out there, and I'm going to throw this to you.
Yeah.
And maybe some kids that was on the fence thinking about serving God, or maybe lads to come to church, or maybe think they went too far to come to the Lord, or, you know, any, like, what would you say to them, Richie, to encourage them to come into church and come in fellowship with all the other young kids?
Well, it depends on the situation, but, you know, you keep coming, and Lord willing, you get an opportunity, you know, exactly like me. I kept coming, and there must have been an opportunity for the usher job, and I took it. So you just keep coming and opportunities will open up, and like I said, it's an up and down road. So, but if you keep coming to church, and not just me encouraging them, but if we all encourage each other, you know,
that's right. That's
availability is what it is, being
and that
available.
Too, back to what I was saying, availability. So
that's the truth.
But depending on the situation, I would encourage them in a different way. So,
right.
Yeah.
Because if you're not available for something,
that too.
It's not going to come your way. That's it.
Right.
100%.
What's your vision for our people?
Be more like our youth currently. They're on fire right now. So
that's a good vision.
They're getting saved. They're speaking in tongues. They're
moving in. We've had quite a move, haven't
we? All the altar calls we've been having. So
that's good.
We like the youth.
We like the youth.
It's as simple as that.
I would love to see the youth continue in
I agree. I agree.
We should follow them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes you can get old and complacent, an old dog laying on the porch, you know?
Well, and young people have different ideas. Yeah. They have new ideas. God shows them different things. We can definitely learn a lot from the young people. That's for sure. I'm not too old to learn off young people.
Do you have any testimony or any scripture or anything on your heart you want to share, Richie?
No, I'm just thankful for the opportunity. You know, thank God everything God's done in my life, you know, heart surgeries and blessing my sisters with babies, you know, that was a struggle, you know.
God's been good.
And God blessed Ashley with twins and Jacqueline and Tommy and Billy Elijah and Donna with Henry and Frankie and, of course, Grandpa Billy, the heart attack, you know, that was pretty scary. But look at him now, so that's not just I'm thankful to God for everything he's done in my life, for saving me and
amen.
Where I'm at in the Lord, you know, and that's really all I have
to
say.
You just listed off quite a role.
I was going to say, God has done some tremendous things
he
in
sure
your family.
Has.
So you definitely believe in prayer, the power of prayer, Richie.
Amen.
I was thinking that, old Billy Reed. There's been some tremendous, tremendous things in your family. It's good. That was
well, I got to say, Richie, we appreciate you, and you are a light that shines. You are, and your dad's a minister, a big part of our church, and your mother, she gave a beautiful word the other night, your family, and we love you guys, and I want to thank you for coming on, and if you have nothing else on your heart that you want to share, I can't express enough how I feel that there's scriptures in the Bible, and it says not to deny like a young person because they're young. I can see the Lord's fingerprints all over you, and I know God's using you, and he has great plans for you.
Thank you, Anime. I
you encourage
that.
Me, you know? So if that's all you have to say to us today.
That's all I really have to say other than thank you, Crosstalk.
We appreciate and love you, Richie. Thank you for coming.
It's been a blessing. Thank you.
God bless you.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.